Awoke up this morning when my mind is set on freedom.
When we think of the women of the civil rights movement, one powerful woman comes to mind, Rosa Parks. And rightfully so. Her iconic image, sitting alone on a bus, refusing to give up her seat to a white man, inspired a movement. But there are so many other women who have dedicated themselves to the cause of civil rights, not only in the 1950s and 60s, but still today. In fact, just two blocks down the street from where Rosa Parks caught her bus on that famed day in downtown Montgomery, Alabama, our 54-strong group visited the Equal Justice Initiative. The initiative, otherwise known as EJI, is the brainchild of the widely acclaimed public interest lawyer Brian Stevenson. It is a private, nonprofit organization that provides legal representation to impoverished defendants and prisoners who have been denied fair and just treatment in the legal system. Stevenson, along with his large and diverse staff, have dedicated their professional lives to fighting poverty and challenging racial discrimination in the criminal justice system. At EJI, we met with Nia Holston, a justice fellow who joined the initiative after her work on voter rights at the Bronx Defenders in New York. Holston is dedicated to social justice and epitomizes the powerful contributions that women have always brought to the fight for civil rights in America. Utah State University student Lauren Mata, along with Chloe Kopeloff of Bellevue College and Devon White of the University of Washington, caught up with Holston to get her take on the ongoing struggle for civil rights.
Do you mind telling us exactly like what drew you to the initiative group?
I was very interested in working on criminal justice reform and working directly with people. I feel very strongly that if you want to change policies, you have to know what the issues are and you have to know why they're occurring. And the only way you can do that is to talk with people that have been most impacted by them. So I was very glad to work directly with people at EJI. And I think the other thing is I really wanted to connect what I was seeing within the criminal justice system to these larger issues of racial justice and racial injustice. And I think that was a lot of what appealed to me about EJI and drew me here.
So how has working with the EJI affected you personally?
I think before coming here, I considered myself a person who was aware of these issues, who was passionate about them, and who wanted to change the system. I think meeting people like Mr. Hinton, meeting our clients, and seeing firsthand the devastation that this system has wrought on so many people and how their voices are almost effectively silenced by this system has impacted me in more ways than I can even sum up. It's been such a challenging experience, but it's been one of the joys of my life that I could be here and work directly with people. So.
Jason Gilmore reporting from Montgomery, Alabama for Utah Public Radio.
54 Strong on UPR is made possible by the USU Access and Diversity Center, the Diversity Council, and the College of Humanities and Social Sciences. More information on 54 Strong can be found at upr.org.